Today, we are at Teddy Morris Renegade Harley-Davidson in Springfield, Missouri, taking a first look at a 2026 Harley-Davidson Street Glide Limited. Now, this is the first one I've got to see in person. I saw the launch like the rest of you, but this is the first time I've got to touch one. Yeah. So we're going to talk all about this, take a first look at this, and I want to thank Teddy Morris Renegade Harley-Davidson for letting me film, making the bike available to me, putting me in a quiet spot so I can share all of this stuff with you. If you like this video, don't forget to give it a big thumbs up and subscribe to see more videos and first look videos like this, especially if you're into Harley-Davidson news, because that's kind of my thing. Now, Harley-Davidson introduced the new modern Road Glide and Street Glide fairings in 23 and a half with the CVO models. Then they brought them to the Street Glide and the Road Glide in 24. And now in 26, they have brought them to the Trikes and the Limiteds. And a lot of people were waiting for this to come to the Limiteds. This has been anticipated. A lot of people are excited about this. I'm going to be riding one of these very soon on a more than around the block type demo ride, so I'll get a good feel for it. But right now, we're just going to take a look at it here in the shop and talk about the specs and the features. One, what's new? Well, Harley-Davidson refers to this new styling as the Helix platform. So we, of course, got the new modern Batwing fairing, and they introduced a new Grand Tour pack to match. We also have the new lowers with integrated fog lights. And of course, we have the 117 with the center cooled heads that was introduced with this Helix platform as well. We'll talk about all of those features in different parts of this video, but that's really what's new with this is the power plant and the Helix platform upgrades that you're going to get with this, which is basically touching everything from the electronics to the suspension, all that stuff. We also get a new clear windshield that's about 4 inches taller than the Street Glide windshield. It's supposed to provide more aero comfort and increased protection from the elements. Now, I haven't talked about it a lot in the video, but I am doing the Harley-Davidson press ride again this year. Blessed to be my third year doing this, and that means I will be riding these new Limiteds for a couple days. We will end up at we'll end up in Daytona for bike week, and on Thursday, I'll be going over to Destination Daytona, Teddy Morris's place, to check out all the vendors, visit with some vendors and stuff like that. We'll have a little free time on Thursday. Friday, I'm going to be spending some time down around the track, checking out the Harley-Davidson race experience and the factory race team. It's going to be a cool time. So if you're going to be in Daytona, try and say hi. Check out my Facebook, Instagram. I'll be posting stuff there probably real time as I'm running around Daytona. As far as this windshield goes, when I do my first ride video, we'll have a lot better feel for what I think of this new windshield and if you're still going to need an aftermarket windshield or not. Harley-Davidson reduced the weight on the new Limiteds by 24 pounds versus the outgoing 2024 Ultra Limited. Of course, this is going to make the bike feel lighter when you're trying to get it off the kickstand, may help improve maneuverability at slow speeds or moving it around in the garage. Again, I'll get a better feel for that when I ride it. And the new 2026 model's got a new wheel design. Starts out at 10 spoke and goes to 20 spoke. It's a cast aluminum wheel that features a black inner spoke with contrast bright machine finishes on the edges and rims. Two, engine and drivetrain. Harley-Davidson has always considered the engine to be the crown jewel of their motorcycle. And they build their motorcycles to be beautiful and to be highlighting that crown jewel. Well, in 2026, the crown jewel gets VVT. So we get a 117 with VVT. And a lot of people, if you don't know what VVT is, it's variable valve timing. And why would you want it in something like the Limited? Well, the VVT doesn't necessarily give you a lot more power or torque, but it gives you torque across a broader range. And not only does it provide more dynamic torque throughout the power range, it improves fuel efficiency. And these bikes are designed to crush miles. So if you're putting down a lot of miles, 2 or 3% of fuel efficiency increase is not a bad thing. This new engine offers 7.4% more horsepower and 14% more torque than the outgoing Milwaukee 8 114 that was in the 2024 models. The torque at 3,500 RPM is 131 foot-pounds or pounds-feet, whichever way you want to hear it. And you have 106 horsepower at 4,600 RPM. Those numbers are at the crank and not at the rear wheel. Of course, all this power gets applied through a 6-speed transmission and a final belt drive. Three, chassis and suspension. Now, the 2026 model's got newly designed rear suspension. This is going to improve handling, response, and comfort, and they have 3 inches of travel in the rear. The rear shocks also now have a remote preload adjuster. It's hydraulic, located near the passenger floorboard on the left side, and you can adjust that to accommodate to 100 pounds of luggage, or temporarily it may be a passenger, without having to take the saddlebag off and actually adjust your preload with that little wrench that's a pain in the ass. I find a lot of people do not set their suspension correctly when they get a new bike. Please, please check your owner's manual, figure out what your loadout is, set your sag. It will make your bike ride better. Front suspension is not adjustable and we get 4.6 inches of travel. Four, brakes and wheels. Now in 2024, the Limiteds had 18-inch wheels front and back. For 2026, we're gonna get a 19 in the front and an 18 in the back, and we're gonna go to that low profile tire like what they've been running on the street glides for years. Five, dimensions. Even though the wheels, tires, and suspension now are the same as the street glide, the seat height is taller at 27.5 inches. That is due to a new comfort heated seat. Yes, dual zone heated seat is factory on the Limiteds. Probably should mention you get heated hand grips from the factory as well. After dropping 24 pounds, the 2026 Street Glide Limited comes in at 893 pounds. Now that's a positive change. I know I'd like to drop a few pounds. I do appreciate the fact that Harley-Davidson is focusing on weight reduction when they do these redesigns. Now the length and the height of the bike has not really changed much from 2024, but the width did go up about 3 inches. That may matter to some of you who are trying to pack 5 bikes in a trailer to go to Daytona. Many other aspects did not change, like 6-gallon fuel tank. Now, according to the specs, there is a larger carrying capacity on the 2026 models than the 2024, but the Grand Tour pack is actually smaller and has less capacity than the outgoing King pack. And I just talked about that in a recent video if you want to know more. Six, tech. With the Helix platforms, we get a 12.3-inch TFT display that has factory navigation enabled by default. So the internal embedded navigation that is turned on the Limiteds, you don't have to pay extra for it. When you have a comm unit like a Cardo, you can also use Apple CarPlay. If you don't have a Cardo, there's a lot of hacks to get around that. It does not do Android Auto, but you can play music and do some other things if you have Android, but you're not gonna get that full like CarPlay Android Auto experience with an Android device. There may be a hack out there somewhere, but I'm not an Android guy, so I'm not familiar with that. We also have 4 selectable ride modes, rain, road, sport, and custom. A whole suite of rider safety enhancements like ABS, traction control, linked braking, drag torque slip control, vehicle hold, and my favorite, TPMS. I have all these features on my 2024 Street Glide, and I really like them, but I kind of dig the tech aspect. The 2026 also comes with lowers with integrated fog lights in them and some storage compartments in there. The bike has LED lighting throughout with the new signature turn signals for these new fairing designs. Now the Grand Tour pack has a run and brake light on the Tour pack, but it does not do turns. I'm gonna ask Harley why not, because I've had a few of you ask already in the comments about that. So watch for the first look video. Maybe we'll have an answer if there's a specific reason why Harley did not do that on the new Limiteds. The audio is, of course, powered by Rockford Fosgate, and we get 2 6.5-inch speakers in the dash, and then 2 more back there in the passenger area. I'm really going to find it interesting to see how that factory audio sounds compared to my Stage 2 audio for Rockford Fosgate on my 2024 Street Glide. 7. Colors and price. You can get the 2026 Limiteds in chrome or black trim. Black trim is going to add about $1,400 to the base price. Now the base price in dark gray billiard in chrome trim is $33,000. If you want vivid black, that's a $600 upgrade. For $1,200, you can get white onyx pearl, which is one of my favorite colors. Iron horse metallic is $1,200, and so is the brilliant red. We have 2 two-tone colors. The new olive steel metallic, vivid black, or purple abyss, vivid black. Both are gonna add about $2,000 to the cost. We'll top out at about $36,400 if you wanted to do black trim and one of these two-tone colors. Now personally, I'm really torn between the white onyx pearl and the purple abyss vivid black on the Limited as to which one I like the best. Let me know in the comments down below which one would you choose if you were picking out a new 2026 Street Glide Limited. Let me know overall what you think of these new Limiteds in the comments down below. All right, guys, that's our first look video. Again, big thanks to Teddy Morris, Renegade Harley-Davidson, for letting us take a look and film here. If you like this video, make sure you give it a big thumbs up. If you do that YouTube thing and you want to see more videos like this in the future, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Ring that bell to be notified the next time I drop a new video. And as always, y'all stay safe and keep on riding.